Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all of Jerusalem with him. This is how Matthew describes King Herod the Great's reaction to the question posed to him by the Magi from the east. They came seeking the one who was born King of the Jews, and they wanted to know where they might go to see him and to adore him and offer their gifts to him. But the birth of a new King of the Jews was news to Herod. Bad news. Herod the Great was King of the Jews, and he had been for roughly 40 years now, and he had no intentions of sharing his throne or giving his throne up to anyone. Anyone who knew Herod and his temperament would know these visitors and their strange question would only lead to trouble. Perhaps that is why the Jewish religious leaders did not venture to Bethlehem to investigate the claim that the King of the Jews, the long-promised Messiah, was now born. They valued their jobs, prestige, and lives too much to toy with Herod's volatile emotions. If they went to Bethlehem for themselves, it probably would have been a one-way ticket. But the Magi were not put off by the unusual reactions of the political and the religious leaders in Jerusalem. No, they had come to see this newborn king, and so when it was determined that he was born in Bethlehem, to Bethlehem they went. Again, Matthew's account informs us that they entered into the house where the baby and his family resided. Then they bowed down, and they offered this newborn King of the Jews gold, frankincense, and myrrh, gifts befitting of the new king. And being warned in a dream, they returned home via another way to avoid the wrath of King Herod, whose wicked plan they had abandoned and failed to implement. Perhaps it's just me, but I think this is a very strange story for Matthew to include at the beginning of his gospel. It paints the Jerusalem establishment, both political and religious, in a very bad light. At best, they are apathetic about the Messiah's birth, and at worst, they do everything they can to try and destroy the Messiah. God's people and their appointed shepherds appear to do all that they can to try and foil God's plan of salvation. But along come some foreign visitors with their gifts, their homage, and their devotion for this newborn king. Strange indeed. I suppose Matthew records these historical events also because they look forward to the conclusion of his gospel. This newborn king, Jesus, will ultimately stand face to face before Pontius Pilate, the representative of the world's greatest and most feared king, the Roman Caesar. And Pilate is also warned in a dream not to have anything to do with this innocent man by his wife, who had received a dream from God concerning this alleged King of the Jews. In Matthew 27:29, Pilate's soldiers are the first to call this very same Jesus King of the Jews, since the Magi did so back in chapter 2. These soldiers also dress Jesus up in a scarlet robe, with a reed for a scepter and a crown on his head, a crown of thorns. All these gestures were done to mock this mighty King of the Jews. Eventually, this same Jesus, adored by the Magi some 30 years earlier, was enthroned upon a cross with a sign nailed above his head, declaring to everyone, "This is Jesus, King of the Jews." And at that very hour, instead of bright starlight, there was unearthly darkness, which covered the land for 3 hours. And Jesus cried his last. The darkness lifts, and we hear one voice, a single solitary voice, a Gentile voice, saying, "Truly, this was the Son of God." That child revealed to the Magi, discovered in the house in Bethlehem, and adored by them through their gifts, is the same Jesus who was mocked and crucified as the King of the Jews. and that same Jesus rose from the dead 3 days later after having conquered sin, death, and the devil. And that very same Jesus now sits enthroned in heaven as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the one to whom every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. The King is dead. The King is resurrected. Long live the King. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, who has made known the incarnation of your dear Son by the testimony of a glorious star, which, when the wise men beheld it, they adored your majesty with gifts, grant that the bright shining of your truth may lead us always to lay the gifts of our obedience and love at your feet, through the same Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.